Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations at Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm here today with Veritas's headmaster, Dr. Woods. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Woods. A few weeks ago, you asked for the Veritas community to start reading and praying through the book of Nehemiah. Could you expand on why Nehemiah and why now?
Yes, sure. It really starts several months ago when it became clear that we were going to need to replace the modulars that we've been using for the grammar school with a building. And so Nehemiah and Ecclesiastes are my two favorite scriptures in the Old Testament. So several months ago, I went back and started rereading Nehemiah and was just struck by how pertinent it is to our own particular moment here in the life of Veritas, that we are at a place where we need to get something physically built. And on the one hand, it is pretty clear to us that it's a pretty big task. This is a big endeavor. It's a $1.8 million campaign to build this building. And so I thought, how can we frame this in such a way that it's always before our minds, it's always in our heart, that this isn't just a building campaign. We're doing something with a greater purpose. And so the book of Nehemiah is just filled with so many rich truths. You know, after Nehemiah discovered that the walls of Jerusalem were in ruin, they were in disrepair, he was moved to get something done. And so we have a lot of great truths in Nehemiah about the people working together of one mind, how the people labored together from the break of dawn until the stars came out. There is a great stress on how many of the people of Israel were working together. Now, of course, and this is another great lesson from Nehemiah, not everyone got involved and not everyone was excited about it. And so I think as a biblical frame that calls us to think about the world that we are in right now and this big endeavor, this big project that Veritas is going through, I could not think of any greater, more relevant scripture than the book of Nehemiah.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, Dr. Woods, tell us, how is the building campaign going so far?
It is going very well. It is one of those, when you think about the idea that this is really a two-year campaign. Now, we'll see we'll break ground in January, and then we'll see the building go up early in the summer, start to go up, and should be done complete by the end of next summer, which is very exciting. But the campaign itself, the raising of the funds, is going to be done over 2 years. Within the first week, we have done incredibly well. We've had a lot of people talk about what they plan on doing, what their hope is. We've had a number of people who've reached out to me that have said that after the first of the year, they want to sit down and talk through their giving. We have a great relationship with Cooper Construction. We have a wonderful relationship with our bank for citizens. And so I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10. It's a 10 where we are and the direction we're heading and the amount of people who are getting behind it.
And there is a lot of different ways people can get behind it, whether it's supporting Salt and Light or the annual fund, gala. There's a lot of exciting events and fundraising efforts coming up this year.
Yes, and that's where maybe that's one thing that is certainly different from this year, from previous years. This year, all of the fundraising events, except for the issues that are set aside, the events that are set aside with senior fundraising or other trips that are designated fundraising for that particular event, all other fundraising, and you've said it wonderfully, Salt and Light, the gala this year, the annual fund, all of those funds will go toward it. And I have already had some people say that it is their intention to write a check to make a contribution for the annual fund. Have a lot of people that say they're very excited, then they're waiting to see where we are with the gala. And so it really is very encouraging when you think about the amount of people that are giving in different ways. I think one of the things that's most exciting to me is we had an anonymous donor come forward and basically say, I want to challenge the administration, the faculty, and the staff of the school right now. If you can commit or raise $15,000 by October 4th, I will give $15,000. So we're looking at a $30,000 gift if the faculty and staff were able to do this.
So exciting.
Well, what's even more exciting is we are well on our way. As of this moment right now, on Friday afternoon, recording this, and this will be aired on Monday, but on Friday afternoon, we're over 60% of our faculty and staff have already given their commitment and their pledge. And so it is extremely encouraging to see this happening.
It absolutely is. It is so encouraging. Dr. Woods, as we come to a close, what are some key takeaways we can share from Nehemiah as it applies to Veritas?
I think one that's always in my mind and always in front of my eyes is that ultimately this task getting accomplished will be by the goodness of God working through the goodness of his people. When you look back and you read in Nehemiah, and I read a commentator some months ago who was a city planner, a commentator made a comment on the passage about what all was being attempted to get done in the time period that was put forth there. And this city planner said, on a human level, it was not possible. There was no way possible that those people could get that task done in that time. What we see in that situation is it ultimately rests squarely with the goodness of God working through his people. I think another key takeaway is that even though the victory is in the hands of God, and we trust in God and we believe in him that this is going to happen, we have to remember that not everybody is excited about what was happening with Nehemiah and the walls. There were those who were critical, and there were those who were hopeful that the project fail. And I don't know of any such people in our camp that are of that ilk. But the truth is there is always opposition, whether it is of an earthly nature or of a spiritual nature. There's opposition when the people of God rally together to get the job done. Mm-hmm. And so I think one key takeaway there is to remember all the scripture that speaks about perseverance. It's going to be a kind of slow and steady and faithful turning to God and working hard. It's going to be the small gifts and the large gifts together, combining together, that will bring about this great victory. And one of my favorite parts of the whole expression in the book of Nehemiah is after they were finished, after they did what they needed to do and the walls were reconstructed and they sacrificed and they made their commitments to God, there was this great celebration. Mm-hmm. And it was so great and it was of such a nature that the word of what had happened reached very far from Jerusalem. And it's one of those many places in the scriptures where God was given glory and honor for what took place. And I am looking forward to this. And we've already seen it, though. God is already being glorified. He's already being honored in the kind gifts and the working together that we've seen.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Dr. Woods, and for updating us on how the Act of Grace Building campaign is coming along. Veritas, if you have any ideas of anything you'd like to hear discussed on future podcasts, please feel free to send it to cprits@veritasnc.org. And don't forget to keep checking our website for updates on ways you can help spread the word about the Act of Grace. Have a wonderful day.